מראה בוויקים אימיקה. העומק עושה מראה באימיקה זיגית. נראה, כיה ניגע בהכיר זיינס, או בנורס. So the Elohim believes that the deadline has expired, and within which the Oros had to marry the Arus, and he failed to marry her, so then he becomes Mechuyev Mizein as if he had been married her. So there is, but suppose, let's say when the 12-month period expires, so he's an Oros because he's sick, she's sick, he's a leader, whatever the Oros is, so then he doesn't become a Mechuyev Mizein. So there is a time of sameness to regard Mizein. Even though normally, when the deadline has expired and the Oros has failed to marry the Arus, so he becomes responsible for her support, but if he presents a time of sameness, that he wasn't able to marry her because of sickness or for other reasons, so then he's not required to give her mizeinus. So regarding the chiyuv mizeinus, one can present the time of mizeinus. But regarding gittin, any case, I'll make a shava rovei in any degree. What does it mean? It means, let's see how Rashi says. We'll be gittin any case, I'll be chichor koi. Das mean on she was a yes, without any mizeinus. We'll be gittin any time of mizeinus now. Suppose he gives the get to his wife, and he says, "Harei zigitei, harei atudreshes, im liyovei mikan vadu anidei, or mikan vadu vizcheis." So, im liyovei atman prei, so he hates it, and then he tries to come within the anidei, or within the vizcheis period, but something prevented his coming. Something prevented his coming. Let's say there was a railroad strike. All of a sudden, there was a railroad strike. He couldn't take a train, so he couldn't come within the 30-day period or within the 12-month period that he expected to come. And because of that illness, so he was unable to come. So we do not say, just as one can present the tiniest illness in regard to the feeling of Zenus, that even though he should be Mechuyev to give his Zenus to Darus, if he fails to marry her on the due date, so, but if the reason as to why he failed to marry her, it was because of an Zenus, so then he's not Mechuyev to give him his Zenus. So we should say here too, if the reason as to why he did not come in a certain place within 30 days, is because of an illness, and if not for the illness, he would have come. So the male, the get should not be hard, so we say no. One cannot set up the defense of illness in a get. And even with it, so, in no subject, I'm not small as man, but in a get, the men are really poor, so he cannot say, he should not be a get, because I wanted to come. And the reason as to why I didn't come is because of an illness. The Rebbe Harei get in Yochel Eimar Onusim. Aol Mikosova, Eimar Zigit, Eimar Tainis Eimar Zigit, Uri Tami Miporashat. The normal Rebbe Ho. How does Rebbe know that we got to get where there is stipulated a certain T'nai, and the T'nai was Niskayim, but it was Niskayim against his will. Had he been free to follow up his will, so then the T'nai would not have been misguided. Because the Kiyumat T'nai consists in not coming within 12 months, in not coming to the city within 30 days. And he wanted to come, but there was an illness that stopped him from coming. He tried to come. He just was prevented against his will from coming. So that means the T'nai was misguided. That was the Kimatai. The Kimatai consisted in not coming. Bishav Altais, not coming. And he didn't come. But he wanted to come. So the T'nai was Niskayim. The T'nai was Niskayim. But they. So Shaila is whether a kiyum at night illness is considered as a good kiyum at night, mimele the get is how, or a kiyum at night illness is not considered as a good kiyum at night, so the get is not how. So the first lotion in the Gemara here is that the kiyum at night illness is a good kiyum at night. One cannot set up the defense of illness in regard to a kiyum at night illness. Minol el rogem ho, ilen men ho ditan. Harei se gitter himmel bos ni kamas ni mos achedesh. U mei bishin ni mos achedesh. Ein ni get. So why is ein ni get? Because ein get lachamis. So mei su den get. Ho ho lo, harei se get. So it's mashma that only if the kiyum at night was fulfilled by virtue of the fact that he died. So mele, the get is not hal, because when does the birush have to take effect? At the time when the night is kind. When is the time is kind? When he dies. When he dies, so there's no more issues. So mele, she cannot be migoresh. But suppose the night was his kind not on account of his death, but because of his sickness. Venus, in other words, he wanted to come within 12 months, but he became very sick and he became confined to bed. It was made impossible for him to come. So the Tnai was this kind of Venus, and he's alive. So then you cannot apply the term of Ingetla Hamise because he's alive. So it's mashma from that Mishneh that only if it was made in Sechni Mosachim, then it's an Ingetla. Why? Because he gets like a miss. May soon again. Ho ho ho. Harez again. But if we say, Yesh Tayez Begitten, so not only in the case of the Baal saying, in the Bosni Kabbalah Shemos Achidesh, Harez Begitten, and May is the Shemos Achidesh, but ho ho is the Shemos Achidesh, and he came confined to bed, and he couldn't pass him down because he couldn't walk, he became very sick. So, in such a case, it's much more from the Mishneh that the get would be hal, even though, had he not been sick, he certainly would have made sure to come back to the city. So we see from that when Tnai is fulfilled against his will, the Enes, it's considered a good king's life. So that's the riot of Rome, that Enes the Hebrew. So the Gemara says, the Dilmor, how can you deduce that from the Mishneh? Maybe the Allah is the deep in the case of Isaac is the Hindu Bosin Kashim was a Hedesh. The whole of the Sechim was a Hedesh. So it's also Eligat, because the Kim at night waited is not a good Kim at night. But the reason is why the Mishnah mentions the case of Meis, in order to advise us of the halacha of Inget Lachamise, so that even if there is no Tnai, but let's say, he will say, he won't mention Tnai, and he will say, Harei Zeget Titeich Lacham Isosik. So it's all saying that, if the Mishneh told the halacha, Harei Zeget Titeichim Udbosim Kavashim Asachidesh, Vichol Udbosim Asachidesh, is Inget, I wouldn't know that in the case where he says, that Harei Zeget Lachamise, or Meis, that is in the get. Then I would say there was no tonight. And the get can be halachamisa too. So that's why the Mishnah mentions the case of the person Kashim was a Chidesh who made this a Chidesh. In other words, that it's in the get because of the get lachamisa. And for two reasons it's in the get. One, because in get lachamisa, and the other reason is because there was no kimat. The Kimat Nai was not the Kimat Nai, it was the Kimat Nai Reines. He could become a Shem, he get Lachamise. So, he get Lachamise, what on the Reishi, Ari Vigita Chimese, Ari Vigita Machinese, Ari Vigita Lachamise, 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 Ari Vigita the grandson of Rabbi Lachamise. So Rabbi Lachamise originally asked Chenenakov, and then his grandson, he saw that it's not the Kublai Hasidus, so he was martyred. So Rabbi Lachamise That was such an important thing that they were designated, they were described by the fact that they lifted the Yisrael of Shemen Akhli. So anyway, so the Rabbi de Nisiye, so he says, Amo Mal Rabbi Seinu, Om Rabbi de Mashul, Yudin and Shalom Yishchel, it's Rabbi de Nisiye, Sabu et Rabbi Yisi, Dom Arzman, Shem Shtar Mechi Acholot. So the Mele, the reason is why the Mishnah had to tell us this din, even though the din of Ein Get L'Chamitzeh in general is already mentioned, but he wanted to tell us La'afukim in Rabbeinu, because there is the Ar Tavrotim who say that Zman Yishel Shtar Mechiyah. When can we apply the law of Ein Get L'Chamitzeh? If the kavodah of the Baal is that the Gerush should be held after he died. But suppose he says in case he dies from the sickness, then the Gerush should be held right now. And then he dies, let's say, a year later. So then we can apply the aloha of the Gerush and Nisi. So it all depends how he's called it out. The Shire, suppose he doesn't say, if he says, I raise it in the Machsha, he may see the Gerush, and then he dies from that sickness, 12 months later, or 2 years later, or 5 years later, as long as he started out, Arezeh Gitter Machshav, he makes him Chelizeh, and then he dies, no matter how long after the handing over of the get, he's in Gereshet, because it's not a meaning of Gerush taking effect, Lachamiseh, it's Gerush taking effect right now, and it's contingent upon an event that will take place later. So then we can apply the Rahamis. And if he says, spells it out, and he says that the Gerush should be held only after he dies, then everybody agrees that in the Rahamis. Suppose he just says, stop. Harez is a Gerush, but every Ger has to have his man, and it has that man, let's say, it's our Gerush, Tokshin. So then when he dies, in Tokshin Hei. So since the Zman of the Get is our Benis in Tokshin, so according to Rabbi Yossi, he will say Zman is Shoshtar Mechiyach Olov, and it is considered as if he stipulated Arezeh Gitter Me'achshav, he may see the Chelizeh. So maybe the reason is why he had to tell us, the Mishnah had to tell us this thing, even though the Din of Ein Get L'Chamitzeh in general was already mentioned, to advise us that we do not say Zman Yishel Shtar Mechiyach Olov. So the Meile, you cannot deduce from this Mishneh that in any way, well, we say, but we can deduce it from the Sefer of Mishneh. Ma'achshav in Yifosin Kamar in Yisrael, Umei Yisich Noor Zachin Yerish, Hari Zigeh, Mez Yuhad in Yicholo, Yuhad in Yicholo. But the question is, if we say, Yishen is Yitin, so why does it get? It shouldn't be get because the Kimat Naive is kind of anus, so it's a riot. The Kimat Naive anus is also Kimat Naive. So the Gemara says, Dilma means Dabke to a Yichalini detail, coming up. So in other words, so there is an Indian Yibucha that when he says, Hare is a detail, in Miyasha, in Miposini Kamadus Hedesh, in as much as it is the desire of the Baal to protect his wife so that she wouldn't be skukolim him. So at the time when he gave her the gift, he had in mind that even the non-coming will be fulfilled as a result of the illness of Nisei, it should still be happy. So in other words, so in such a case, we cannot say that a team at night the illness, is considered normally as a good Kimat Nai, because we could say a Kimat Nai Be'ines normally is not a good Kimat Nai, but if it's spelled it out and he says, in my bossy, we can't have a base chedesh, and even if the Roy bossy will be fulfilled through an Enes of Nisei, you should still be gracious. So then he spelled it out that way, so of course he's the bossy. So vis-a-vis an Enes of Nisei, we could say there is an Umban in the Mucha, that the Baal wanted the get to take place. If
The non-coming, the kiyum at night, will be fulfilled as a result of an emes of nisei. But where there is no emes of nisei, let's say, if it is fulfilled through the emes of chayim, not from nisei, so then there is no emes of nisei. So a kiyum at night for emes, maybe, is not a kiyum at night, not the way Rabbi said in the first lesson. All right. So, Dilma Mezdav, you need to be able to come yot, elam yot. Now, who do you have a movie where I see that he can laugh for the yeti? Where he can also be soft for the yeti? So he wanted to come. And to frustrate the game. But, something happened, something, the bridge broke. So he couldn't cross the river. So, he passed him out there. The bridge broke, something was the matter with the bridge. So he couldn't cross the river. So that now he was misguided. Against his way. He didn't want the get to be hard. He said, you see that I tried to come. And I exerted every effort in order to come. But what should I do? The bridge road, it prevented my coming. So Shmuel says, that is not considered that he came. In other words, he didn't come. The Tnai was his coming. So maybe the get is again. So we see from Shmuel that a kiyum at night is considered as a good kiyum at night. So that's the raya to what is being the first lashon. So the Gemara says, "V'yidu me'olim she'ishliach shame, yichidu bo'yo lasnu yevo yasne yudas benafshe." Elo, what is for the nafshe kamamshim? So you can put it. So the Gemara says, no, there is no raya from Shmuel that a kiyum at night deimes. Is a kiyum at night. We can say that the kiyum at night, the ines, is not a kiyum at night. But if the ines is shriach legamre, it is the kind of ines that happens very frequently. I suppose that in those days, the bridge, it happens very often, that the bridge broke down. So the melee, since it is something that happens very often, so when the bow stipulated, and the Baal knew, in order to come to the city, he has to cross the bridge. He has to cross the river. And if only if the bridge is not broken, so he can cross the river. Otherwise, he cannot cross the river. He knew that this is very likely, because it happens very often. And he did not say, at the time when he stipulated that if I don't come within 30 days, so then the get should be a get. He did not couple it with his statement. But suppose I don't come because the bridge breaks down. So the get should not be a get. Why did he say it? After all, he anticipated that this could happen because it happens every Monday and Thursday that the bridge broke down. So how is it, if his intention had been that in case he is unable to come, he doesn't come because of that image of the bridge breaking down, so then the get should not be a get, he should have said it. The fact that he didn't spell it out, even though it presented this possibility of the bridge breaking down, presented itself to his mind, and he didn't spell it out as an exception, so indicates that his intention was that even if he doesn't come because of that inner shriach of the bridge breaking down, it should still be held. So the male is considered as if he explicitly spelled out and said, if I don't come within 30 days to get you to house, and even if I don't come while I try to come, but I don't come because the bridge will break down, it should still be held. So in such a case, we cannot apply the aloha of Nai Emes Begitin. But in an ordinary case, where the Emes is not an Emes Bishriach, so then it's possible to say that the Kiyum at night, the Emes, is not the Kiyum at night. So the Gemara says, the Rogot is one of the Nafshikam. Mishim Tznuyes and Mishim Futsis. Mishim Tznuyes, the Yam, that we learn again. Zim, the Riyamis. Vinsav, the Onis. So this Gemara starts it out that on the Reise level, so everybody should agree that the Kiyum at night, the Emes, is nothing. Not a Kiyum at night. And the only reason as to why Rabbi in the first lashon, because there is a second lashon, And the only reason is why Robin the first Russian said that the Kim at night is silent. That means the Kim at night Berinus is also considered the Kim at night. And they get his heart is because of his special Takonis Chachonim. But without any Takonis Chachonim on the right level, so the Kim at night Berinus is not the Kim. Alright. But Robin, because of his special Takonis, we should snue it. So the Chachonim are misakin that the Kimat Naibainis should still be considered as a good Kimat Nai. Even though the Raise, it should not be considered a good Kimat Nai. What's the extra consideration? Because there are certain women who are big snuets and they are Heshish. The Amrit will never get Zini the loyalists. Let's say, he gave the debt to his wife. And he said, he was bossing the Kamba Chochin Yei, Harei Akadash. And his wife happens to be a very pious woman. And she sees 30 days pass by, and he doesn't show up in the city. Now, suppose Chachonim wouldn't be misakin the Takon. So, then we would apply the Aruch and the Raisa. The Dinator is, that even if he doesn't come, but if he intended to come, but he was prevented from coming because he came sick or whatever reason, so then saying it's not a Kim at night. So in the way, she's not with the rest. Now this woman, she doesn't know what happened to her husband, whether he didn't come because he decided not to come, because he wants to get to the house, so he decided not to come back within 10 days, or maybe he doesn't want him. He's sorry that he gave her a gift, and he wants to remain married to her. And he tried to come, but maybe something happened to him, maybe he came confined to bed, maybe something else he couldn't get anybody, you know, he couldn't hire, you know, a car, meaning, let's say, his man Chazal, a horse and buggy, to take him to the city. So she doesn't know why he didn't come. So if she didn't do it, if he's a racial buyer, so then she will anticipate a possibility that he really wanted to come. But why didn't he come? Because maybe he became confined to bed. When in fact, the reason is why he didn't come, because he didn't want to come. And she will not know, so she'll remain in Agone. She'll decide never to get married. So it will involve a very unfortunate situation. So because of these possible unfortunate situations, so the Chachonim were misakin that even if he didn't come because of an anus, it should be considered as a Kim at night, so melee it will preclude the happening, the occurrence of such unfortunate incidents. Or another consideration on account of which the Chachonim were misakin that the Kim at night anus should be considered a good Kim at night, even though on the right level it's not considered a good Kim at night. And we should put it. The Amrit will have a detail in the Yonis, the Amrit loyalists. If the Chachonim wouldn't be misakin that the Kim at night anus is the Kim at night, so let's say he gave the debt to his wife. To his wife and say, "Gary, the kid that he was supposed to come along here," and then 3 days pass by, he didn't show up in the city. Now, and the reason, objectively, is true. To Rabbi Shmuel Gali, that the reason is why the husband didn't show up in the 30 days is because he became very sick and he was confined to bed. But he really wanted to come and to frustrate the guest that the guest shouldn't be here. So, but his wife is not such a Yerei Shamayim, and she says, "Loyalis, why do I have to anticipate? Maybe he became sick. He didn't come. I'm allowed to get married." And then she'll get married, but then it will turn out that the reason why he didn't come is because he became sick. So there was no Kim at night, so the Yerushin was not Chal, and she married someone, so she was an Ishishish. She married someone, then she'll have children, and then the children will be Mamzeri. Again, an unfortunate situation. In the other direction, so because of that, the Chachonim were misakin that the Kim at night, the Ishish, should should be considered as a good Kiva. We should put the Diablo, we have a Kita Zin in the Onis, we have the Loyonis, we have the Minzle. We need to get both the Rubaneo Mamzei. Alright, that's the first Russian. Then there's another Russian that is, the Chaim in Git, only because of a Rome, you say it. According to the second Russian, the Chachon will not be something. But according to both Russian, it appears from this Gemara that without an extra Dakone, then the Halach and Mikra Bidine at the right level should be that the Kimat Nai Beitness is not a Kimat Nai. It's not a Kimat Nai. Why not? Why not? So Rashi says, you the Raisel will have a good thing. She would see you can see us in that area. She never will allow all the stuff to go. Now it's at work. So, this is the Gemara for us. That on the Raisel level, a Kiyum at night, the Inez is not considered a Kiyum. The question is this. It can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is not the way Rashi explains it. The usual, the simplest way of explaining that Gemara would be on the basis of Hutzel. In other words, when the Baal gives a gift to his wife, and he says, Hareze Giteich in Rufosi Mikan Biab Lamedin. Now suppose he'll spell it out, and he'll say, Hareze Giteich in Rufosi Mikan Bad Lamedin. Vafilu in Rufosi Mishumedes Hareze Giteich. Then there's no question. So he's coming out, that's his intention, that the get should be hard as long as he doesn't come. Even if he desires to come, he's eager to come. But by nameless, he's prevented from coming. So he spells it out explicitly. She should be with the Russians, of course, then she's in the rest. Suppose he spells it out the other way, he says, Hareze Gitech, in Rebosim it come, but love again. Vim Elzerot, Elisha Ey Onus. The way all the English made is ain't that good. So then it goes without saying, I mean, that if he does want to come, but he becomes sick, he's prevented from coming to an illness, and because of that he doesn't come, that he's not vigorous, even though it is, because that was his style. So the shining is, suppose he doesn't spell out one way or the other. So what is on is it not stuff when a person. Do we say that the presumption is when a person mentions it now, Hareze Giteich in Yove in Kan Bad Lamed Yei, Bad Lamed Yei. So his intention is only if I can come and I deliberately choose not to come, then you should be depressed. But if I decide to come and then my endeavor is frustrated, and I don't come because of an illness, so then his intention is that he gets you not the heart. So, now, so we see from this Gemara that on the Raisa level, we should say that the Kiyum HaTnai, the illness, is not the Kiyum HaTnai. Why? Maybe on the basis of wounding. Because if a person says, Hareze Giteich, Riposim Mikan Badlan again, why did we make it contingent upon his non-arrival within 30 days? I mean, it doesn't make sense. He probably has his reasons. Not probably. He certainly has his reasons. He's not just stipulating, throwing that without any basis. So, in other words, he hesitates. He decided to divorce his wife, but he's not 100% determined. And he wants to consider it. Maybe he'll decide at the very end not to divorce his wife. Maybe after searching his heart, his mind, he'll decide to reconcile with his wife. Whatever the reason, he's not 100% sure. So anyway, he says, and then within the 30 days, he'll decide. So then, if he decides to reconcile with her, and to remain married.